Good morning. So my presentation today will be about the root water uptake measurements at the field scale by two methods, the time domain reflectometry method and the electrical resistivity tomography. So the first question is, why quantify root water uptake at the field scale? So if we are thinking about climate change, they will have some area with more rain and some that will be more dry. And it's interesting to know which quantity of water is taken by the plant to adapt the area for the crops, and also to adapt the irrigation. And in another way, it could be interesting to include the root water uptake directly in hydrological models. So how we can quantify the root water uptake? We can make it by a water mass balance. So the inputs are the precipitation and irrigation without the runoff, and the output, the drainage and the evapotranspiration. And to close the water mass balance, we will have the soil and water content distribution change, and we will look at this more in this study. We will measure the soil water content change and distribution by TDR and ERT, and we will put it in relation with the root distribution. So about time domain reflectometry, so it's a method that will give us the volumetric soil water contents using some empirical relationship. In this study, we use the top equation, and it will give us also the bulk electrical conductivity of the soil. TDR will give us good temporal resolution of soil water contents, but only on local measurements, so only at the place where the probe are. The electrical resistivity tomography will give us the bulk electrical conductivity after the inversion of the data. So we will not have directly the soil water contents, but only this bulk electrical conductivity. That depends on the soil water content, the temperature, and some soil properties. To link directly the soil water content from electrical conductivity, we need to make a temperature correction. We assume that some soil properties stay constant, like the clay content, and we will make a pedoelectrical relationship that will directly link the soil water content to the bulk electrical conductivity. This method will give us a very good spatial resolution of soil water contents, but it's only for punctual measurements. It's not possible to have the soil water contents continuously. So how we can have these pedoelectrical relationships? So we make some TDR measurements in a field, in a maize field. With this, we can directly link the bulk electrical conductivity with the volumetric soil water contents. And in another place in the same field, we make some TDR measurements for bulk electrical conductivity just under an ERT area. And we have observed that the bulk electrical conductivity measured by TDR is not exactly the same as the one measured by ERT. Two reasons to that: it's the measurements volume is not the same, and that with ERT inversion we apply a smooth contrain. But we have a good relationship between the two electrical conductivity, and so we can correct the TDR electrical conductivity in ERT electrical conductivity. And to obtain the pedoelectrical relationship, we use a simplified empirical equation that is closely related to the Waksman and Smith model, and we will obtain the volumetric soil water content from the bulk electrical resistivity. We obtain this pedoelectrical relationship, but it's only a first one, so we are still working on. So the experiment that we made between August and September 2009 was in a maize field, and we have a TDR trench with 14 probes, ERT area, and we made also some root profile to obtain the root distribution. We had these 14 TDR probes situated horizontally installed at four different depths. For the ERT area, we had 130 electrodes that were situated on the surface, but also in the we had some borehole for deep electrodes. This can improve the measurements resolution in the deep layer. Later in my presentation, I will speak about probes situated under the maze row, so it's the probe in red here, and probes situated under the inter-row area, so in blue. It's the same for the ERT area. And here it's the precipitations, daily precipitation and cumulative precipitation during the experimental time. And here you can see the evolution of salt water content at the four different depths, just under the maze row, the full line, and under the inter-row, the dashed line. And what you can see is that the salt water content is different if you are situated under the maze row or under the inter-row area. Also that the at 10 centimeters, you have a very big dynamics of of water content. When it's raining, the salt water content increase, and during a dry period, the salt water content decrease, mostly due to root water uptake. On this figure, I have put the ERT measurements for the 9 measurement time, and you can see that they are mostly correlated to the salt water content measured by TDR. There are some differences, but it's mainly due because our pedoelectrical relationship is not totally the good one. So here with the TDR we have a very good we can see the evolution of salt water content. And now with the ERT measurements, we can obtain the salt water content profile for the different depths and for the different time of measurements, and the square represents the TDR measurements. When we compare the average salt water content for the two methods, there is a quite good relationship. With our electrode positioning, we can obtain salt water content in three dimensions, but it's easier to observe the results only in two dimensions, so I present only two dimension results. And what you can see with this is that the salt water content is decreasing during the whole growing season, and mainly under the maze row that it's positioned with the arrow here. And the decrease of salt water content is more visible in the deeper layer because our measurement time is between August and September, where it's nearly the end of the growing season for the maize. For three different times, we made some root profile, compare the root distribution with the salt water content distribution. And we can see that during the growing season, the penetration of the roots is becoming deeper and deeper, and it's related to the decrease of salt water content. We can also see that the roots impacts are more important under the maize row than in the inter row, and it's also correlated with the decrease of salt water content. Between these two time and these two time, we make the difference of salt water content, and what we observe is that the decrease of salt water content is more important in the deeper layer, so there are two reasons for that. The upper layer is already dry, and the second one is that the roots are more active in the upper layer, in the deeper layer, because it's nearly the end of the growing season. So, in conclusion, we need of a pedoelectrical relationship to transfer the bulk electrical conductivity from ERT in salt water content. We have obtained one, but we are still working on to improve it. That ERTs give us a good spatial resolution of salt water content. At the opposite, TDR gave us a good temporal resolution of salt water content. And when we combine the two, we will have the possibility to have the salt water content with good temporal and spatial resolution. The 2D images obtained by ERT correspond to the root profile, and the water difference are correlated to the root growth. And in the future, we should integrate the water content change with the water input and output to estimate the really root water uptake and not the water content change. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Going back to your first chart when you explain about the water balance.
Yeah.
Have you tried to close the water balance with the differences in water content in time and the
I've tried to close the water balance, but I don't have a lot of information about the drainage, so it's not really possible for the moment. But in 2010 and 2009, I made some other experiments and with more measurements about the drainage, and normally I should to close the water balance.
Do you have estimation of the solar properties?
Yeah.
Try to calculate it.
Yeah, I can calculate it, and I have also deep tensiometer, so I have all the information to close the balance.
Thank you.